Dear brothers and sisters, grace and peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. I trust that within these last couple of Sundays, as you have been meeting in the homes, that you have been having a special and meaningful experience together. Today, our passage is taken from Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to 7. Now, last Sunday, Pastor Winnie preached on buried and rooted. We did not collaborate with one another. And when I discovered what she was preaching, I realized that the message today is actually a follow-up on her message. And you probably know that Pastor Winnie's message last Sunday was a follow-up on the two messages by Pastor Alvin. So the messages of this month are actually a series of preaching. So let us now look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Let me read this. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthening the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Let me read that again. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Let us pray. O God, we thank you for the reading of your word, and we do pray that your living word, your holy word, will speak to us, will encourage us, and help us to know how we are to live for you. And so we thank you for this moment together where we can dwell into your word once again. We commit this time to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The title of the message today is, What Are We Becoming? What are we becoming? Or in other words, we can say, where are we heading? Where are we crossing over? Our passage started by this. As you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, or therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord. So receiving Jesus Christ as Lord means that we are born again, reborn, and regenerated, where we declare Jesus is Lord and we love Him. And when we love Him, we find that we'll be loving others. So Jesus is Lord, we love Jesus, and we love others. And this is the starting point of our journey as a follower, as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Just like in marriage, it is a starting point of two persons coming together to live together, to be built up together, to grow together, to minister together and be fruitful together. So when we receive Jesus Christ, that is the starting point of a journey of many blessings, of many growth and many fruitfulness. So there will be four main points in the message today. The first point is, let us continue to live in Him. Second point is, be rooted and built up in Him. Third point is, be established in the faith. And the fourth point is, abounding in fruitfulness. Let us come to the first point. Continue to walk in Him. Some of the translations will say, continue to live in Him. Now, this is actually in the original Greek Bible. It is a command. The tense here is a command. We are commanded that after we have received Jesus Christ, that we continue to walk in him or to continue to live in him. Now, this brings us to the realization that it is possible that even though we may say that we have received Jesus Christ as a starting point, somewhere along the line, it is possible that we could stop living in him and stop walking in him. And we know that as marriage is the starting point of a journey together as a couple, there are many couples that after a while of being together, living together, that they stop doing that. In fact, they go their separate ways. And this could be due to their self-interest. They are more interested in their own self and their own ways rather than the other person. Or they have other loves in their life. And this is possible. In our journey, we do find that there are people after 1 year of being in the church, they disappeared. Some, even after 10 years, they disappeared from the church. And we discover that they don't even pray and they don't even read the Word of God and they are in no more fellowship with other believers. So this is a great possibility that as we begin a journey with Christ, we might not continue on. So the command here is that continue to live in Jesus, to continue to walk in him, to continue to journey with Jesus Christ as his disciple. So walking in Jesus means to be in his presence. The word presence is very important to us. Coming into his presence, be in his presence. And how do we walk in him and be in his presence? We do that by holding the hands of Jesus. Firstly, holding the hands of Jesus in our daily living. Jesus is there with us, his presence with us. Let us hold his hands. My brother, my sister, have you been holding the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ? And secondly, resting in his arms. The arms of Jesus is available to us every day, to embrace us. Let us rest in his arms, to be found in his presence. And actually, this is self-care. By doing so, we are actually taking care of ourselves and we will find ourselves in his restfulness. So the first point is, let us keep on walking in Jesus and living in Jesus. And the second point is, be rooted and built up in him. It is possible that there may be a plant that started well, but then it has no roots. It becomes stunted. There's no root going down into the ground. It is also possible that as we say that we become a Christian, we are not taking root. We are stunted. We are rootless. And to be rooted means that we are actually growing deeper and deeper in Jesus. Our roots are going down deeper and deeper, and we become more and more firm, firmer and firmer in our rooting in Jesus Christ. And again, the tense here is to keep on being rooted, keep on growing. Don't ever stop taking roots, going deeper and deeper in Jesus. Are you growing deeper and deeper in Jesus? And then at the same time, it says be rooted and built up. At the same time, while we are taking root, we need to be built up. They go hand in hand. For a plant that is having roots growing deeper and deeper, but no growing up as a plant, it is not a real plant. So if we are growing deep, we will also be finding ourselves being built up. The word built up can be a construction or word, but in reference to a plant, it can simply means growing up. So be rooted and be built up in Jesus. Keep on growing in Jesus, and how are we to be rooted and to be built up in Jesus? There are three areas that we need to consider. Number one is, of course, we need to be rooted and built up in the Word of God. The Word of God is our spiritual food. The Word of God is our guide. Be rooted and be built up in the Word of God. Secondly, be rooted and built up in Jesus. We are growing into Jesus. His life is flowing into our life, and we are flowing into His life. We are abiding in Jesus Christ like a vine abiding in the branch. So we are rooted and built up in the Word and in Jesus Christ, and thirdly, in the body of Christ. You cannot say that you are being rooted and built up in Jesus and in His Word, but not in the body of Christ, in the church, in the fellowship of believers. Because Jesus Christ is the head of the body. He has a body. We cannot just have the head and have no body. But the body, when we are properly in the body, we'll find that the fellowship of believers will nourish us, will encourage us, and will help us to grow. So we are rooted and built up through the Word, through Jesus Christ, and through the body of Christ. So brothers and sisters, are you being rooted and built up in Jesus, in the Word, in Christ, and in the body? So the third point is, be established in the faith. Now this word established, in some of your translation, it will be strengthened in the faith. Now faith in what? Of course, faith in the Word of God, because the Word of God is the truth, and faith in Jesus Christ. We find that we are anchored in the Word and in Christ. We are deeply connected to the Word and to Jesus Christ. It's just like a vine going round and round a pillar and becoming strong in the vine, or in the pillar, the vine being strong when it is climbing around a pillar. So we are strong, we are not easily swayed, we are not easily blown away. And it means that we are having endurance, we are having spiritual power, we have a resilience. In other words, we are becoming a tree, a strong tree that is rooted and built up, established in the faith. We are strong in the Word, strong in Christ, and strong in the body, meaning that we are having character. We are becoming more and more like Christ. Are you becoming more and more like Christ? And we are finding ourselves having more victory in our Christian living. And we are having power to live as a follower of Christ in spite of the many storms that batter us. And so we find that with all the storms of life, we are firmly established in Jesus Christ and in His Word. And the fourth thing is that we are overflowing, or we are abounding in thankfulness. We are filled with thanksgiving over many things. Thankful for the Word, thankful for Jesus, thankful for the brothers and sisters that we are able to relate to, thankful for the many blessings of God, thankful for the opportunities to serve Him, and just being thankful. But one thing that we surely can be thankful is that we find ourselves being fruitful. Fruitfulness will be something that we can surely be very thankful for. Because as a mature, a strong, established tree that is rooted and built up, it will be natural, it will be normal that we'll find that there will be fruits coming out from us. There will be fresh and green and beautiful leaves in the tree, and there will be lustrous fruits from the branches. And so we find ourselves being fruitful. We are filled with the radiance of the leaves and the fruits, and we find ourselves reproducing, radiance and reproducing. And how can we see this happening? We see this happening in our worship to God. We find that we want to worship God in our daily life. We want to worship God together with other believers. And we find that we worship Him because we come to know Him as Lord, as the glorious Lord. Worship is a natural and normal outcome of our walking in Jesus, our rooting and building up in Jesus, and growing in Jesus. And secondly, we find ourselves expressing ourselves in service. Service to God and service to others. And this becomes natural. Maybe we used to be very self-centered, but as we grow in Christ, we find that we are people-centered. We have people care and we have mission care. And we find ourselves loving others and we want to reach out to others and we want to serve others in all kinds of ways. And a third area is that we find that we are having the fruit of the Spirit being expressed in our lives. Love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, long-suffering, self-control. More and more fruitfulness that is of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we find that we are abounding in thanksgiving of many things, but especially of fruitfulness, fruits of worship, fruits of service, and fruit of the Holy Spirit. And therefore we find that there are the four R's coming up from our life: rooted, resilience, radiance, and reproducing. We are maturing as disciples of Jesus Christ. We continue to mature and to grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, during the last few Sundays, I have the privilege and the joy of visiting several home groups on their Sunday worship. And I am delighted to notice that in these groups, there is an awareness and a depth in the Word of God, in the understanding of God, in the comprehension of the Word of God among the fellow believers in our midst, in the discussions and in the communication and relationship and interaction with one another in discussing the Word of God, there is indeed a certain depth that I can find in our midst. And I can find that there is a love for the Lord Jesus Christ. There is real worship in even in these small groups to the Creator God, to our glorious God. And I can find that there is a good degree of service to one another and even to others. There is love in your midst. There is fellowship in your midst. There is a desire to encourage and to build up and to serve one another. How wonderful is it that such fruits are actually very evident in our midst? So, as we have received Jesus Christ as Lord, let us continue to walk in Him, to grow in Him. And that is the first point. And secondly, let us continue to be rooted and built up in Him. And thirdly, let us be established and be strengthened in Him as a matured tree. And fourthly, let us be abounding in fruitfulness. What are we becoming? We are becoming a fruitful tree. We are becoming matured disciples. Last Sunday, I learned something about M and M. Matured and multiplying. We are becoming matured. And as we become matured, we find ourselves multiplying. We are reproducing. And Jesus is the Lord. We love Jesus and we love others. Let us be established, mature trees that are rooted, built up, and strengthened in the Lord Jesus. Rooted, resilience, radiance, and reproducing. And that is what we are becoming. And this is where we are heading. And this is where we are crossing over to become such disciples of Jesus Christ. So let us go and take possession of the land. The land is the inheritance. All that is in Jesus Christ. All the blessings of Jesus Christ. And let us go and take possession of His presence. Because when we live in Jesus, when we are rooted in Him and built up in Him and strengthened in Him and being fruitful in Him, it is all about His presence, that He is with us, that we are holding His hand, that we are resting in Him, and that we are abiding in Him. Let us pray. Oh God, we thank You so much for Your word that is so rich, that is so wonderful, that can help us to grow, that can help us to be strong, and that can help us to mature. And we thank You so much, dear Lord Jesus, that You are in us and we are in You, and that You are our Lord, and that we have become Your followers, Your disciples. And we thank You also so much, O Lord, that You have placed us in this fellowship of brothers and sisters at Fellowship Park Baptist Church. And we pray that as we continue to grow together, that we will truly become a city on the hill, becoming mature disciples, being rooted, being resilience, being radiance, and being reproducing. And all this, Lord, may be to Your glory and to Your honor and to Your praise. We bless You, O Lord. We worship You. We thank You. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen.